This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the Pirate Radio Studios in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jackie Drake.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Jackie Drake, and we've got a great show coming up tonight. Our guest tonight is Sage Onderdonk from the Class of 2000, and she is a senior styling director at JCPenney. And she got her degree here at ECU, and she'll tell us all about how she's using that to work in fashion with JCPenney. Our host, Paul, is not here, but he was able to make the interview, which we recorded previously. So we've got that coming up. But here with us today, we do have some members of the Magnolia Bells, the Alumni Association's all-student, all-female a cappella group, and they lend a lot of great music to a lot of our events, so we are very happy to have you guys here in the studio today. So thanks for coming.
Thank you
for having us. All right, so we will talk to you guys in a little bit. First, we just got some announcements to get out of the way. First, we have volunteers are needed for the Pirate Send-Off that we're having in Greenville this summer. Pirate Send-Offs are welcome events that we hold each summer that allow incoming freshmen and transfer students and their families to meet other ECU students and alumni in their hometown before coming to campus for the school year. It's kind of like a final send-off for from their hometown before they come to campus. So the Greenville Pirate Send-Off will be Tuesday, July 22nd, and we already have a host. This will be at the home of one of our alumni, but we need more alumni volunteers to help welcome students and help behind the scenes with setup and cleanup and help get food out there and just be on hand to welcome the students and share your story about ECU. So just give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD if you are interested in volunteering for the Pirate Send-Off on Tuesday, July 22nd. We're also gearing up for our scholarship luncheon this Saturday. Tomorrow, we'll be honoring 23 alumni scholarship recipients. These are some great students who have worked really hard, and they'll be receiving alumni scholarships at this event. And that'll be tomorrow, Saturday, in the Mendenhall Student Center Great Rooms. This event is open to recipients and their families, Alumni Association board members, anyone who has supported or wants to support the scholarship program. But if you can't make the luncheon, you can read all about the 2014-2015 scholarship recipients at piratealumni.com/2014scholars, and you can even make a donation at piratealumni.com/donate. Well, moving right along, and none of us at the Alumni Center can believe how fast the semester's going by, but graduation is coming up fast. We also have the Golden Alumni Reunion, which will be a really nice event where the class of 1964 comes back to celebrate 50 years of being pirates. They'll have reunion activities on Thursday and Friday, May 8th and 9th. On Thursday, we'll have some campus tours and a special celebratory dinner with the class of 2014. And on Friday, they will participate in commencement by leading the processional into Dowdy Ficklin Stadium, and they'll be wearing their golden robes, so they'll be easy to spot. If you know an alumnus from the class of 1964, they do not want to miss this great opportunity to come back to campus and reminisce and reconnect with East Carolina. So if you'd like to participate in the Golden Alumni Reunion, just visit piratealumni.com/1964reunion. And last but certainly not least, this Sunday we have the Magnolia Bell Spring Concert. This is an annual event that's getting really popular on campus, and here with us are some of the Bells to tell us about this awesome event. And so are you guys excited for the concert?
We are so excited.
Well, tell us about some of the songs you're going to have.
Well, our big opening number, we're going to do a song called Acapella by Carmen, and it's really going to get everyone pumped up for the concert. It's going to sound really awesome.
I've heard that one, so that seems to be a fitting choice. I think that one will sound really fun.
Yeah, it just introduces us for us. We don't even have to say anything.
It's awesome. So this is really cool. I mean, acapella has kind of gotten a lot of notoriety lately, and that is really cool how you guys, it'll be just you guys singing, right? All you guys on stage and nothing else.
Yep, right. just us and maybe some snaps. Other than that, it's just us.
You guys have to do your own percussion. That's right. So tell me about some of the other songs.
We also have a song called Hoist the Colors, and it's a tribute to Pirate Nation. It comes from Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's a medley of songs basically from the movies, and we put them all together, and we're going to sing it for you.
That's really cool. Those movies have such a great soundtrack, and that's really cool that you guys were even able to take some of the instrumental parts. I've heard from what you guys have practiced, even taking the instrumental parts and making vocal parts out of them. So that'll be really cool. And I love how you guys take, you know, you have the traditional favorites on campus, like the fight song and the alma mater, but you guys also have some popular songs as well. So tell me, how do you guys choose the songs? And I know you guys do a lot of your own arrangements and writing, so how do you guys choose the songs and develop the way you're going to sing them?
We do a lot of voting. I ask for songs that people would like to sing, and people write them down, their top three, and I take them, and if there's a lot of common songs, then I'll arrange it. We also have a couple other girls who started arranging songs for the group, so that's been exciting.
We try to pick songs that not only they sound good on the radio, but they sound good when we try to do them, because we have to do both the vocals and the
background music
and percussion and everything. So we try to choose things that are going to sound good when we have to do them without any accompaniment.
And we try not to do songs that are going to be something that you're going to hear thousands of other a cappella groups do. Not that they're not great songs, but we like to try and make it our own and mix it up a little.
That's great. So it sounds like you guys really use the talents and strengths that you have and find the best songs that people enjoy. That's awesome. So last question. So how do you guys feel? I mean, do you guys enjoy singing? Like you guys do a lot of events for the Alumni Association, a lot of campus events. I mean, how does that feel to sing for alumni and sing for fellow students? And just how does that feel to do all that and now have the spring concert?
It feels so great to be able to get out there in the Pirate Nation and really show what we have and show our talents. It's a great thing to be able to especially see people get really excited to see such good things happening on campus too.
And I think it's good for us too, because a couple years ago I feel like no one would have known who the Bells are, and with the help of the Alumni Association we've been able to network ourselves and get out there, and we've kind of developed, I think, hopefully a tiny little fan base, and we can go out there and people are say, oh, that's Magnolia Bells, we know who they are.
Well, that's great. Well, I think people are really getting excited for this concert. I know you guys are. So thank you guys for being here and telling us all about it. For those of you just tuning in, we have some guests here from the Magnolia Bells. That is the Alumni Association's all-student, all-female a cappella group. And they are very excited for their spring concert this Sunday, April 27th. And that's at 1 p.m. at Wright Auditorium. And it is free and open to the public. So come and hear some great songs. Again, that's 1 o'clock in Wright Auditorium, and it's free. So come and hear some great music. Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with Sage Onderdonk from the class of 2000 after this commercial break.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
Do you believe in ECU?
The East Carolina Alumni Association believes in ECU and all of its graduates. We believe in advancing the reputation of our university. We believe in the power of the Pirate Alumni Network. We believe in enhancing the student experience on campus. And we believe in maintaining a lifelong relationship with East Carolina.
If you believe in East Carolina, then join the Alumni Association today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com/join today.
We believe.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
At the East Carolina Alumni Association, we believe in staying connected to ECU.
Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more.
But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube.
Visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD for more information.
Stay connected to ECU through your East Carolina Alumni Association.
Our guest today is Sage Onderdonk from the class of 2000. Sage is the senior styling director at JCPenney for the men's and children's department. Sage, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited about it.
Let's start right at the very beginning and tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, I actually graduated high school in Richmond, Virginia from Godwin High School. And, you know, during my search for where I wanted to go to school, I applied to several colleges. And after touring, you know, doing the junior year of high school tour, I landed on East Carolina. One of my major reasons was, I just loved the campus. I thought it was great. I loved how it was, you know, fairly close to home. It was about a 3-hour, 3.5-hour drive, but it wasn't too close that my parents could just pop in on me. So really, you know, other than that, at that point, you know, I have always had a passion for fashion, but that really wasn't, you know, I didn't know what I was going to be doing, so I didn't go to the school for a degree, you know, for what I was going to be, I didn't know at that point. So that's pretty much the reason why I chose ECU.
How about that, Jackie? I like that. She's always had a passion for fashion.
Yes, and great. Her rhyme as well.
That's right.
Well, Sage, what's one of your favorite memories of your time at ECU?
I have so many memories. It was such an incredible experience for me. I really met lifelong friends. I had the privilege of joining a sorority, Sigma Sigma Sigma, and I have such good memories of all the functions, the socials that we went to, and, you know, just the philanthropy things that we did. And I living in the amazing sorority house, I have such memories of football games and tailgating and just the energy that you when you're getting ready to go and like see the Pirates play. I worked for Panhellenic. I sat on the board for that for 2 years. We went to Atlanta every year. That was such a growing, a growth opportunity for me. I learned so much. I was a part of the Apparel Merchandising Association. I think now it's called something different, but back then it was AMTO. And so we did so many great things that were related to my, degree and my major. I think it was just, really the relationships that I built that I after all these years, I still talk to many of the graduates there, the teachers, the professors, I just have that connection to the university, so. I would say that's a lot of my favorite memories.
Sage, along those lines, our alumni often tell us that it's the people of East Carolina that make it such a special place. Was there anyone here that inspired you or made your experience especially memorable?
There was. Like I said, I met so many incredible people that, I thought about this, and I thought about who was my one person, and it was such a hard decision because, Laura Sweet, who's, still there, she had such an impact on me from the sorority perspective. But as far as like a, professional growth, and was Jay Marshall, and I don't know if he's still there or not, but I was actually honored to be the chair of homecoming. And he was, the advisor at the time. And so we had committee meetings, and he truly helped me and molded me with my leadership skills. He believed in me, and he encouraged me, and he inspired me, and not only like an academic way, but just a personal way. So I would say that he's, one of, and not to mention the professors. I have such amazing memories of, my teachers that, from an academic standpoint that really like led me in that way. But, it was just such a great experience for me. So there's a lot of people, but I would say that Jay is probably, I always remember, so.
That's a good pick. I didn't work with Jay, but I'm one of the co-chairs of the campus-wide homecoming committee now. So, one, I know how much work you had to put in as the student chair for that, and so we thank you for that. But, no, Jay's service has been legendary, and I've heard great stories about him. We're talking with Sage Onderdonk from the class of 2000. She is with JCPenney, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me.
Well, Sage, You mentioned that you came to ECU because you loved the campus and the area and how it was in relation to where you were from. But you mentioned you didn't always know that you would get a degree and pursue a career in fashion. So can you tell us how that became, it sounds like you were always interested in it, but can you tell us kind of how that became a career decision and how you got into that field?
Yeah, absolutely. My freshman year, I came to East Carolina, and I've always had a passion for fashion. You can ask my parents. They're like, she always dressed all crazy, and she's always, like, magazines and, just really loved the art of fashion. But I felt like it was more of a passion of mine. I didn't think of it as a career. And so when I, attended East Carolina my freshman year, I had thought about being a teacher because I loved children as well. So I, you go through those classes your freshman year, entry-level classes or whatever, and something just told me that I really wanted to, pursue fashion, so I looked into the program at East Carolina, and it seemed really exactly where I wanted to be. So at that point, it just, from there on, it just molded me to who I am, and I honestly couldn't be happier with that decision I made my freshman year. It was about midway through, and in enough time that I, affected what I needed to be taking as far as the courses and things like that. So
how did your experience at ECU prepare you for your career?
Wow. It taught me a lot of leadership. It also, the classes that you take, in the career path that I've decided to go as a fashion stylist, it's not something that you can learn in a book. It's really about experience and getting out into the field. And so through that organization, with AMCO, we planned a trip to New York City, and we got to go and, go to studios and magazines and editorial. So really that experience, and obviously taking the classes and, studying the textiles, that kind of thing really helped me today and taught me leadership and kind of where I am today. So,
well, Sage, tell us about a typical day on the job at JCPenney.
It's busy. Just kidding. It's so great. It's so much fun. That's, and I was just telling someone the other day that we have fun here. I have such an incredible team of women that I work with, and we just, we keep busy. We keep, my days include photo shoots. It just depends on the schedules, but I style men's and kids, and then my counterpart, he is in charge of women's, but we styled outfits on set. We dress the models. We work with a freelance stylist. We study trend. We are constantly going to trend downloads. We work with our marketing partners, and basically every look that you see in any kind of television or internet or preprint or mailer or social media is built, meaning put together like pants and a shirt, and styled by my team. So obviously JCPenney is a huge company, so we keep pretty busy with that. I will say that, in a management role, there's a lot of meetings. There's a lot of team leading, strategy and vision, to carry us, forward, study, what the customer needs are. It's a pretty, and that's one of the things that I really like about it, is it's super diverse and it keeps me challenged.
You're listening to A Pirate Site for Me, and we're talking with Sage Onderdonk from the class of 2000. She is the Senior Styling Director for Men's and Children's Department at JCPenney. Well, Sage, what are some of the challenges you face, and how do you overcome those challenges?
Really, challenge, I love a challenge. So I look at anything as a challenge that I'm maybe, to make myself grow, improve myself, and what's my next step in my career. And, one of the things that's, as a stylist and as a fashion stylist, it's very subject to opinion. You may not like that blue shirt, but it may be right for the customer. So one of my challenges, I would say, is managing opinions and really, keeping a positive attitude when someone's giving you constructive criticism, or, just keeping in perspective and keeping the customer focus in mind. I have an incredible team, like I said, and, but there's also, in any career, it's relationships and really maintaining professional, healthy relationships. is always a challenge just because everyone's different, you know, and you learn that in college as well, like from professors to friends to anything, transitioning kind of as you grow. So I would say those are a couple of challenges, but nothing too big that we can't face, right?
Right.
Well, on a lighter note, what's your favorite part of the job?
Photo shoots, for sure. You know, I think I'm such a creative mind, and, you know, any creative person has to be in an environment to just have fun and, you know, really be creative every day. So I would say, you know, really attending those photo shoots and traveling. We get to go to L.A. and Miami. We're shooting actually quite a lot in Miami now, just, you know, because of weather and stuff. You know, traveling and working with the hair and makeup artist and working with the art director and seeing a project from start to finish, you know, and then seeing it in front of the customer. It's just amazing. You know, it's so cool to see all that happen.
So, Sage, what do you consider your greatest accomplishment?
My greatest accomplishment, you know, honestly, my greatest accomplishment is not really professionally related. I have a daughter that's 9 years old, and she is my greatest accomplishment. She is, I live and breathe through her every day, and I just love seeing her mature into the lady that she's becoming. Career related, I feel like where I am now is my greatest accomplishment, being the senior style director, because I get best of both worlds. I get to manage and help people in their career growth and really, you know, make the team from best to better, and am empowered to do that. But I also get to have fun on a daily basis and do those photo shoots and some of the, you know, higher profile projects and things like that. So,
well, Sage, we'd like to thank you for being on the show and allowing us to share your story with the Pirate Nation. It's accomplishments of alumni like you that advance the reputation of the university, and for that we're truly grateful.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you asking me. It's, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to give back to something that was so important in my life and in my growth.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break. At the East Carolina Alumni Association, we believe in staying connected to ECU.
Our website, piratealumni.com, has always provided alumni news, upcoming events, ways to connect with other alumni, and much more.
But now you can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, get connected on LinkedIn, or watch our videos on YouTube.
Visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD for more information. Stay connected to ECU through your East Carolina Alumni Association.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Do you believe in ECU?
The East Carolina Alumni Association believes in ECU and all of its graduates. We believe in advancing the reputation of our university. We believe in the power of the Pirate Alumni Network. We believe in enhancing the student experience on campus. And we believe in maintaining a lifelong relationship with East Carolina.
If you believe in East Carolina, then join the Alumni Association today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com/join today.
We believe.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
Welcome back to A Pirate's Life for Me. Thanks again to Sage Onderdonk from the Class of 2000 for letting us share her story with the Pirate Nation. And thanks again to the Magnolia Bells for joining us in the studio today. Be sure to hear all their great a cappella songs at their spring concert this Sunday at 1 p.m. in Wright Auditorium, free and open to the public. Well, now is the time during the show where we like to ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the East Carolina Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But there are so many reasons to join. Our members believe in their Alumni Association membership because of all the ways we connect them to each other and to ECU. At the East Carolina Alumni Association, we believe. We believe our impact on the student experience is integral to building lifelong relationships with the university. We help make sure that lifelong relationship with ECU begins with a great student experience. We have several ways we do that. We have our student membership group, the Forever Pirates, where students can actually become members of the Alumni Association and access all the great benefits like networking events, and they don't have to pay anything until after graduation. So that's a great option for students who are looking to get involved with both students and alumni. So they should check out Forever Pirates. We also have the Magnolia Bells, of course, who were here with us today. They are the Alumni Association's all-student, all-female a cappella group, and they do a lot of their own music, and they will be having their spring concert this Sunday, like we were talking about, and they just, they add a lot of, a great ambiance to a lot of our events, and they always provide great music at so many of our alumni events, and we thank them for all their help. We also have our alumni scholarship program that students can apply for and get some help with tuition, and we also have the Robert H. Wright Award, which is the most prestigious award given to seniors at commencement, and it's recognizing academic achievement and leadership, and we've just determined the five winners for the 2014 ceremony, so be sure to check out our website for more information on that and all of our student programs and all the ways we help enhance the student experience. So, become a member to help us support current ECU students so they continue to stay involved and give back to ECU. Show you believe in East Carolina by joining the Alumni Association today. There are many benefits of membership, but we encourage alumni to join not just for what they get, but for what they can give. Your membership allows us to strengthen the university, sponsor student organizations, fund scholarships, recognize faculty, honor alumni, and keep everyone connected throughout the Pirate Nation. So, are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today. We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you'll join us again for our next episode on May 9th when our guest will be Robbie Delaney from the class of 2006. Robbie is the founder and head distiller of Muddy River Distillery, the first legal rum distillery in North Carolina, and it's located in Belmont, just outside Charlotte. So be sure to join us right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 for another episode of A Pirate's Life for Me, our last one of the season on May 9th. Thanks to our producers Shirley Rhodes and Clip Brock, and until next time, keep on inhaling purple and exhaling gold. Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.